Now, in October of this year, Retina UK, formerly known as RP Fighting Blindness, is holding a brand new event, and it's one that's slightly unusual. It's the Tandem Cycle Challenge, and joining me to tell us more about it is Senior Fundraising Manager with the organisation, Deborah Lang. Deborah, first of all, how did this idea come up?
Well, we were looking for something new and a bit different for our community to get involved in. In the past, we've done quite a lot of treks on foot, some in the UK, but quite a lot internationally. And we were looking for something that was UK-based so that it's affordable and easily accessible to everyone. We were also partially inspired by our amazing ambassador, who's the Paralympic cyclist Steve Bate, who won gold in Rio. And he obviously does a lot of tandem cycling on the track, but he also does quite a lot of cycling off-road as well, and is a hugely active person. So we were really excited to bring some of that flavour to what we wanted to do.
So, as we say, it is called the Tandem Cycle Challenge. Basically, how's it going to happen?
So, essentially, a group of us are going to be heading up to the north of England. It's going to be a mix of cyclists who are sight-impaired and cyclists who are sighted, all pairing up on tandem bicycles. So essentially, it's 100 miles over 2 days. So it's roughly 50 miles each day along Hadrian's Cycleway. We're going to be all meeting in the Newcastle area at Tynemouth and then being transported to the start point, which is at Bowness on Solway. And then we're going to be basically cycling 44 miles first day, spending the night at a place called Holt Whistle. Steve Bate, the Paralympian, is going to be joining us for the journey, so he's also going to be doing a bit of a presentation and a Q&A session on that first evening, which will be really fun for everybody. And then the second day is going to be about 56 miles from Holt Whistle to Tynemouth. So it is certainly a challenge and certainly something that people will need to do a little bit of training for, but we do think it should be manageable and really enjoyable as well.
How much training would be needed, would you say, Deborah?
We would say that we recommend that everyone who wants to take part either gets out on their bike or perhaps hits the exercise bike at their local gym to build up their strength and stamina in the run-up to the event. Because it is a little bit of an undertaking, obviously. Steve Bate is going to be giving us some training tips in the coming months as well, which I think will be really useful because he's obviously the expert in this area.
Now, I believe you're also taking part, Deborah. So, I mean, this really is leading from the front, isn't it?
It is, Ian. Yes, I am taking part. I'm not ordinarily a cyclist, so this could be quite interesting. I'm partnering with Colin Hetherington, who leads the Northern Alliance Ushers and RP group, and he's got a much stronger track record on a bike than I have, so I think I've probably got quite a bit of work to do. But I do love a challenge. I've completed fundraising treks in the past, and I ran a 5K for Retina UK in March, so I'm looking to sort of improve my fitness, and this is sort of the next stage, I think. I think it'll be really enjoyable.
Yeah, I hope so. And Colin, obviously, bringing this story to our attention, a good friend of the station as well, and a man who throws himself into many, many challenges. So
Definitely.
3 days in October, maybe the weather a little bit of a worry, Deborah?
A little bit of a worry, yes, definitely. I think we're going to have to push through whatever the weather happens to throw at us. Be prepared for anything because it could be wet, it could be cold, it could be windy, it could be anything really, but we'll give it our best shot.
You never know, it might be sunny as well. It
you
sometimes
never know.
Happens.
You never know.
On a serious note, Deborah, how vital are events like this to raise money for your organisation?
Oh, they're absolutely vital. We rely entirely on the support that we receive from our community to fund what we do, the research and the services. So people who are undertaking challenges like this one or marathons or Tough Mudders, they really help us to raise the income that we need. And people undertaking other fundraising events as well, like cake sales or music events or bucket collections. We always want to hear from anybody who's interested in raising funds for us, and every single penny counts.
As I mentioned in the introduction, you went through a name change recently. Did you suffer any drop-off in income of that as people get used to the name change of the organisation?
No, it's been well-received, actually. And we did a little bit of analysis recently, and in the first 6 months, income has actually increased compared to the same period in the previous year, which is really encouraging. More importantly, it's really helping us reach more people who might not previously have realised that we can offer them support. So it's been a really positive change for us.
And what kind of response have you had so far to the Tandem Challenge?
People have been really excited by it, actually. I think they see it as something that's really fun. And obviously, it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to cycle with a Paralympian as well, which is amazing. So we've already got 22 people signed up. I've had some contact from four further people today who are interested. We currently have only 30 places available, so they are filling up fast. So if anyone listening would like to join us, do get in touch.
So remind us then, Deborah, when and where it is and how people can actually get involved, and if they would like to sign up, how can they do so?
So it's the 11th to 13th of October up along Hadrian Cycleway in the north of England. And if anybody wants to take part, they can sign up online at www.retinauk.org.uk/tandemcycle, or they can give us a call on 01280 815 900 to have a chat about it. You don't need to own a tandem, they can be hired, and you also don't need a partner, we can pair you up if necessary.
Deborah Lang, Senior Fundraising Manager with Retina UK, thank you very much for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks, Ian.